Hello?
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Thanks for being connected with eBay customer support. How are we doing today?
Oh, good, thank you. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Well, how can I help you?
I just had a call saying that something was trying to be debited from my account or something.
Did you make that purchase, madam, for iTunes gift card?
No, I didn't, no.
Okay, your number is, madam, 0412802786. Is it your
number?
Yeah,
that's correct. Yep.
So through this number, madam, it is showing the purchase has been made for the iTunes gift card, okay?
Right. I don't want to purchase anything like that.
Like, apart from you, anyone else use your eBay account?
Not that I'm aware of.
Because we are suspecting, madam, if you're telling me that you did not make this order, then that means this is a fraud order which has been made to your site. Like someone is misusing your personal information to place this kind of fraud orders by their site. All right?
Right.
Can you just confirm me, madam? You do online activities, right? So, you
I
know,
do,
madam.
Yep.
Yeah. So, you know, madam, whenever you go online and surfing your internet or visit any kind of websites, at that point of time, there are lots of unwanted ads or links comes up on your screen, right? So maybe by mistake, from your side, you have clicked on that unwanted ads or links. So that is the reason your information has been compromised by those foreign unknown fraudsters. And through that information, they are making this kind of purchases. All right.
Right, so how do I stop this? Because, I don't want my account being debited all this money.
No worries, madam. So, as because this is a fraud purchase, then what we need to do, we need to help you up to generate the cancellation ID. So, through that cancellation ID, we can just help you up to cancel that fraud order and block those person, whoever misusing your eBay account, your personal information from their side. Okay?
Right.
So right at the moment, I do believe, madam, you are speaking to me with your mobile phone, right?
That's correct, yep.
Yeah, so can you just do one thing? Can you just put me on speaker with your mobile phone?
Yep.
I'm on the speaker right now?
Yeah, you are.
Yes, and now after that, madam, after putting me on speaker, come back to your normal home screen where you can see your normal wallpaper. Regular icons like camera, gallery, contacts, messages.
Yeah.
And you are using an Android phone?
Yes, that's correct.
Because it is showing in our server, the purchase has been made through the Android phone. So you need to open up your Play Store. Open up your Play Store.
My Play Store?
Yeah, Play Store. So through that, we can just help you up to provide you the cancellation ID application of eBay.
Okay.
So have you opened up your Play Store, madam?
Yeah, I have.
Yes, and in the Play Store, look at the top. Can you see there is a search bar where you can type anything, like search for apps and games?
Yeah, I can, yeah.
Yes, in that search bar, you need to type in over there, madam. Type eBay. At first, type eBay.
Yeah.
And after typing eBay, leave a space.
Yeah.
Then type quick support. Quick support.
Quick support.
Quick support. Quick as in fast, support as in help. eBay quick support. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
After typing that eBay quick support, madam, you need to search it. Have you searched it?
Yeah.
Afterwards, what you can see, like what are the application's name you can see?
QuickBook online accounting, Amazon shopping, fashion, eBay's marketplace to shop.
Can you see anything like TeamViewer Quick Support?
No.
Like, have you typed that Quick Support all in one word, or you have put a space between the words, madam?
I put a space between the words.
No. You need to type eBay, then after that you need to leave a space. Then Quick Support will be in one word, madam, okay? There will be no space between the words, between the Quick Support. All right?
Okay.
So now, can you see any suggestion comes up like TeamViewer Quick Support?
Let me just have a look again. No.
Like, what are the applications name you can see?
TeamViewer Remote Control, TeamViewer Host.
Not that one, madam. Okay, do one thing. Look at the top where you have typed over there eBay Quick Support. Do one thing. Remove that eBay and type only over Quick Support over there and see if it is coming up or not. Remove that eBay and type only Quick Support.
Okay.
And after that, what are the results you can see?
TeamViewer Quick Support.
Yes, can you see TeamViewer Quick Support now?
It doesn't have eBay on it, just says TeamViewer Quick Support.
Yes, that one. This is the cancellation ID application of eBay. And look over there, madam, can you see anything like which says install or open?
Yeah, it says install.
Install. So give a press on install. So have you pressed on install?
Yeah, it's just installed.
Okay. Once you can see the option like open, just let me know, madam. See, the installation is completed or it's still installing?
It's just installing now.
And madam, apart from you, anyone else use this eBay account?
No.
No one, okay. So, over there, madam, look over there. You can see open?
Yeah, I can see open now.
Yeah, press on open then. Press on open. And after giving a press on open, madam, what you can see?
It's gray and continue.
Yeah, agree and continue. Yes, agree and continue. And after giving a press on that agree and continue, you will get to see lots of advertisement. So what you need to do, you need to swipe your screen right to left 3 times. Swipe your screen right to left 3 times. Have you done that?
Mm-hmm.
And now what you can see?
It's coming up. Something about not lost.
Yes. Yes, it's for your privacy policy, madam. Okay? It's for your network privacy policy, your device privacy policy. So you will get to see there is an option like, I have read this terms and condition, agree. Can you see that option, agree?
Yeah.
Press on agree. After giving a press on agree, madam, what you can see?
Something about my ID.
Yes, you can see that ID, right? And there is a 9-digit number over, 10-digit number over there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is your one-time cancellation ID, madam. You can just write down this ID in a piece of paper also. Okay?
Okay.
And now, madam, after writing down that piece of paper, madam, so what we need to do, we need to activate this ID from our eBay server for the cancellation process, okay? So for that reason, madam, can you just verify me that ID? Can you just tell me that ID?
Yeah, Yeah, 2 seconds. Sorry.
Sorry?
Just give me a minute.
Have you written down that ID in a piece of paper?
I'm writing it down right now.
All right. Write it down, madam, at first.
Okay, yeah.
And now just verify me that ID so we can just start activate this ID for the cancellation process. Verify me that ID.
So do I press 10?
Sorry?
Do I press 10?
No. Don't need to press and send, madam. You need to tell me that ID. You need to verify me that ID. Tell me that ID.
Okay, 1600.
Sorry, I didn't get you, madam. It's
1600 405
It's 324. It's 1600 405 324. Is it right?
Yeah.
Yes. And have you write down this ID in a piece of paper, madam?
Yes.
So what I'm going to do, madam, I'm going to shortly verify this ID. So whenever the ID got activated, you will get to see the notification comes up. Just be on that page. You will get to see anything comes up like allow or accept. If you can see that, just let me know. Okay? So if you can see anything comes up like allow, give a press on allow. Okay?
Okay.
So when you can see allow, give a press on allow. Can you see anything comes up like allow? Yeah, press on allow. And now can you see any option over there like start now or start cancellation? Give a press on start now or start cancellation.
Start now, yes.
Yes, press on start now. And after that you will get to see there is an option like while using the app. Give a press on that while using the app. And can you see any message over there? Welcome to eBay security server. Can you see that?
It says AMZ has connected to your bot.
No, can you see anything comes up like eBay secure server? Welcome to eBay secure server at the bottom.
Welcome on to that eBay secure server, yeah.
Yes. And now you will get to see my name. My name is Alan. You will get to see my name also. Just hold on. If you can see my name, just let me know. Can you see my name?
Yeah, I can, yeah.
Yes. You will get to see my job ID also, madam. So if you can see job ID, just let me know.
Yeah.
All right. And now just do one thing, madam. After that, you need to press the home button, the middle round circle button of the mobile phone.
Okay. Right.
Yes. And do you have an eBay application in your cell phone, madam? Have you got the eBay application in your cell phone?
No, I do it through Google or whatever, internet.
Okay, no worries, madam. You just log into your eBay account by your site, okay? How do you log into your eBay? Just log into your site.
I just got to remember the password because I haven't logged into it for a long time.
No worries, madam. I will help you up to reset that password, okay? So if you just log into your account, just let me know. So have you logged into your account, madam?
No, I'm just looking at this thing so if I can get into it.
You don't remember your password?
Well, I did. I have the app on it at the time that will probably take me into my account.
Okay, just try to log in, madam. If you can't, just let me know. I will help you up to reset that password. Are you there?
Yes.
So have you logged into your e-bank account,
madam? I can't remember the password, sir.
Okay, no worries, madam. So right at the moment, what you can see in your screen, just let me know.
eBay, welcome, truthsteel98@hotmail.com. And the password.
Do not tell anything over the line, madam, about your personal information, okay? So, I do believe you are in the eBay page, right? So, in the eBay page, over there, can you see anything, option like, need help signing in? Can you see that?
Yeah, I can see that, yes.
Tap on it, press on that. And after giving a press on it, madam, you will get to see there are two options over there, because we are going to send you an code over there. So you need to select one thing. Either you can just choose your email or you can just choose your number, okay?
Yeah, I'll just save email because I don't have that phone number anymore.
So no worries, madam. You can just choose your email, madam. And
yeah.
after that, check your email. You have received a code over there from our eBay server. A 6-digit code. Just log into your email and just check.
Yeah, I'm just going into my Hotmail account now.
Yeah, check it by your side, ma'am.
Okay.
Have you received that email, madam?
Yeah, I'm just putting it in there.
All right, no worries.
Okay, I've changed my password.
So have you changed your password?
Yes, I have, yes.
Yes. And now, madam, what you can see after the words?
Is my eBay messages watch list saved purchases, bids and offers, breaking reviews,
and
my payments account.
Yeah, can you see there is an option which says payments? Can you see that, payments?
Yeah.
Press on payments, so we can show you how they are making this kind of purchases from your side. And after giving a press on payment, madam, you will get to see their card has been added by your side. Can you see that?
Yes.
Yes. So you need to understand, madam, through this card, they are making this kind of purchases. All right. Okay, because they are making that purchases for iTunes gift card through your Visa card, okay? So what you need to do, madam, you need to delete this card from your site, okay?
Okay.
Just delete this card from your site.
Yeah, I'm deleting all my payments from here, so.
Yes. Because, madam, what happens, madam, whenever those fraudsters are trying to get into your cell phone are trying to get into your network, at that point of time, through this card, they are making this kind of fraud purchases. All right. So,
yes.
Have you removed that card from your side?
Yeah, I have. Yeah.
Yes. So, now what you need to do, madam, you need to simply do one thing. As because you can understand, the purchase has been made already for $299. And as because you can see on your own eyes, with your cards, they have made this purchase for $299 for iTunes gift card. So what you need to do, you need to simply check your statement that any money has been debited by the name of eBay or not, okay? If you can see any unauthorized transaction by the name of eBay for $299, just let me know. I will help you up to cancel that transaction and provide you back your refund, all right?
Yeah, I'm having a look now.
And now just hold on. Before that, hold on, madam. Do not just log into your account right at the moment. before that, as because those fraudsters are inside in your network right at the moment. So what we need to do, we need to simply once again just cancel that purchase, okay? So at first what you need to do, you need to open up that application, that cancellation application, madam. That TeamViewer application, okay?
Okay.
Open up the TeamViewer application where you can see that ID.
Yeah.
So have you opened up that application, madam?
Yeah, I have. Yep.
Yes. So once again, you will get to see the option comes up like allow. If you can see anything comes up like allow, press on allow. Okay. So just hold on. Once again, you will get to see that option allow. All right?
Yeah.
Hold on, it will come up, madam. Can you see allow? Press
yeah.
on allow. And once again, you will get to see that. Press on start now. Can you see start now? Press on start now once again.
Yeah.
And once again, can you see anything comes up like welcome to eBay server? Can you see that?
And then, it's sort of like a black. Has connected to your device.
Can you see anything like eBay server at the bottom, madam? Welcome to eBay server.
Yeah, I can now.
Yes, and you can see my name, Alan DeCosta. Can you see my name?
Yeah, I can see your name.
Yes, and also you can see my job ID.
Yeah.
Yes. So now just do one thing, simply minimize this page, press the home button, come back to normal home screen. And now just, yes, and now as because you are right at the moment you are connected to eBay Secure Server, now just do one thing, log in to your bank and just check that if you can see any unauthorized transaction by the name of eBay or not, okay?
Just by eBay, because nothing's coming up on my end.
When was
yes,
it properly? The purchase has been made during last night at 10 o'clock.
Okay. There is nothing that's gone out of my account, though. Because I don't have much money in that account anyway. Not that I can see.
And you are checking your bank, madam, or like you are checking your bank, right?
Yeah, I am checking my bank, yeah.
Right. I'm telling you what you need to do, madam. Look at the top. At the top, can you see there is a left pointing arrow or there is a cross sign?
Yeah, sorry.
Yes, and now over there you will get to see all of your accounts over there. Can you see that?
Yeah, I'm just waiting for it to come up.
Check it properly.
There's no payment of $299 that has gone out of my account.
Have you checked your pending transaction, madam? Because we have not authorized this transaction. So maybe it's in a pending right at the moment, okay? So do one thing, madam. I'm telling you what you need to do. Just go back. Just go back.
Yeah, I'm going off.
And log into your bank where you can see all the accounts over there. All the accounts. Okay? Like your savings account, your deposit account, whatever you have. Just look over there. Check over there. Maybe it's in a pending right at the moment. So it will not show you in your accounts at the moment, okay? Just go to the
pending,
go to the shop and check.
Pending payments show up straight away in my account, and there is no pending a payment for $209.
At all.
And there's no failed payment for anything.
Yeah, because madam, you can understand that this is a fraud purchase. This is not a legal purchase, right? Okay, so this is a fraud purchase, madam. So maybe it's in a pending right at the moment and it is not showing you in your accounts right at the moment. All right? So that is the thing, madam. So just hold on. Let me talk to my accounts team, my accounts manager, okay? I will let you know what you need to do. And in the meanwhile, you can just do one thing. Come back to your normal home screen, okay?
Okay.
And madam, are you there?
Yes.
So madam, Meena was already showing that almost the purchase has been made. Okay, so for that reason, can you just confirm me? It is showing there are two accounts has been added in your eBay or like eBay account over there. There are two accounts over there. Like there is a basic access account and everyday account. So which is your main account, madam?
Through which account you do
have a debit card or a credit card or like Visa card? You can see on your own eyes before that Visa card has been added. So through which account you have that card, that Visa card, madam? Through your basic account or through your everyday account?
Yeah, basic account, but that card that was actually on file, it can't make purchases of it because I don't have that card anymore.
Okay. I'm telling you,
I've got a new bank card. That bank card was cancelled 6 months ago.
And apart from this bank, do you deal with any other bank?
No.
You have only this bank account, right? And let me confirm your bank account number, madam. It's 5004. It's your basic access account, right?
Yeah.
Yes, and your second account is everyday account. It's 50300, right?
Yes.
So through these two accounts, do you have a card with you? With this account?
Yes, I do. The card that was on file for eBay, I don't have that anymore as I lost that card and I have to get a new bank card.
All right. No worries.
So the expiry date on that card would have been wrong anyway, so it wouldn't have worked.
Okay, so that is the thing, madam. Okay, just hold on, madam, then. Okay, just be with me. And madam, are you there?
Yes.
And have you do you remember your banking account, like banking ID or password? You do remember with that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, no worries. As because madam, you can understand, because you are telling me you have lost your card from your side, so maybe that is the reason one thing for this purchase, because you can understand the purchase has been made through that card. So that's why I'm asking you, okay?
I don't actually think so, because that card was lost 3 months ago and I cancelled it at the bank.
So that card would be
invalid. It wouldn't matter. If you have that card, it wouldn't work.
Okay, no worries, madam, no worries. So Because, madam, the purchase has been made for the $299, so we need to cancel that purchase, okay, and we need to provide you back your refund also. Because right at the moment, that purchase is in a pending purchase right now, so we need to provide you back your refund, all right? So do one thing, right at the moment, what I'm going to do, I'm going to simply transfer this call to my accounts team, my accounts manager, okay? So they're going to help you up to cancel that transaction, the fraud transaction, and provide you back your refund, all right?
Okay, no worries.
Okay, so, yeah, it was lovely talking to you, madam. So just hold on, I'm simply transferring this call to my accounts manager, all right?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, just hold on.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, ma'am. Thank you so much for being on hold. Well, you are speaking to Gary. I'm one of the senior account officer from anti-fraud department. How are you doing today?
Good, thank you.
All right. Well, I believe just now you're having a word with one of my representatives, and I believe he must explain you, right? Like what it is going on exactly. Because we just found ma'am has been placed up to $99, okay, without your knowledge. So what we need to do is we just found 2-3 transactions has been done by the hacker. They have been placed an order from PayPal and from eBay. A lot of gift cards, they have been placed an order, okay? So what we are going to do is we are just going to help you, ma'am, how we can cancel the order and how we are just going to cancel the transaction. Now, first of all, you just need to press your home button and open up your Google, okay?
Open up Google,
yes, ma'am. Yes, I want to show you one important thing. That is the reason I'm asking you to open up your Google. Now you just see top Google, right? Now you see at the top it's written Google, and below you see it's written search. Now type on the search, ma'am. It's my.
Yeah.
And then give a space and then type number one. And then you just need to type number P, my1P. And then below you see, ma'am, it's written, it's P, ma'am, P for Peter. Okay? Remove that 3. It will be P for Peter. And then you see just below the second option, my1P address location. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Just tap on it, because I want to show you something which you must know about it, and that is very important for you. Do you see, ma'am, my1P country, and below you see my1P address location, below that. So just tap on my1P address location, tap on it, my1P address location. And after that, you see, ma'am, over here, like the first one, what is my IP address location, find out here. Just tap on it, on the blue color, the first option. Now, what do you see? Can you just read it out for me, ma'am, on the red color? You see your IP address will be 1.144 and then .1.134. Now, can you just read out the red color line, ma'am, which is written?
Online activity can be seen by your internet service provider and anyone else spying on your connection.
Okay.
Alright. I need to hide that, I assume.
So, which you can see, ma'am. You can see your online activity can be seen by your internet service provider. That is true. And after that, which you see at the top, spying by other, which means a lot of people from overseas, the hackers, they are using your identity for illegal purposes. So your identity, ma'am, has been compromised by the hacker. See, basically how it happens, like whenever you're going to your friend's place or you're going for any cafe, coffee day, having coffee, or you're going for shopping, sometime you do connect Wi-Fi, right? On that time, there are a lot of hackers from overseas. They are just trying to get into your system. And after that, what they do is, they are just trying to misuse your identity for illegal purposes. they were doing a fraudulent activities and they are doing all sorts of illegal activities without your knowledge. And the most dangerous business, you know, that they are doing is, that is called a money laundering, which you did not know about it, okay? They are not interested on your money, ma'am. They are only interested on your identity, okay? Because once they will get your, once they will get your identity, ma'am, they can send their money from one country to another, and cops will come at your place, ma'am. Cops will think you have done the damage. I know and you know you have done nothing, right? But your name, they are using it, right? So you will be the victim. So you will be behind the bar, ma'am. So that's why we need to cancel everything for you, ma'am, right? Now, you just need to press your home button and I'll make you understand what you have to do it, okay? Press your home button and after that, go to your home screen, ma'am.
Okay.
And log in into your bank. Because we need to give you a security so that you don't have to...
Okay.
Yeah. Now, the card which you are using, ma'am, it's a debit card, right? So, your card is linked with which account, ma'am? It's with, like, basic account, basic access account, or with everyday account?
Yes, your card is basic access account, but I just explained that I don't sum. That card was cancelled about 6 weeks ago, so...
Okay. And right now you don't have any other card, ma'am. Okay. The card which you're using is 6 weeks ago, it has been cancelled. You're not using any card, right?
No, that's
okay. So right now you're only using just a normal account, right, ma'am? And this is the only account you are using it, or do you have any other account apart from this?
No, I don't have any other account.
Okay, no problem. Now I will explain you, ma'am, what happened is basically, because the hackers, ma'am, you know, they are just targeting your everyday account, okay? Because your basic account, at this moment, your basic access account, at this moment, it is safe. The hacker, they are just targeting your everyday account so that they can use it for illegal purposes, ma'am, as I explain you. So what you just need to do is, ma'am, you just need to transfer your funds, ma'am, okay, from your everyday account to your basic access account so that your money will be safe and you don't have to do anything. We are just going to cancel each and everything, okay? You just see at the bottom, ma'am. You see at the bottom, you see it's written pay. Tap on pay. Do you see any options? Oh, okay. Okay. You see over there any options called pay, ma'am?
No.
Just tap on pay, ma'am. Tap on pay.
Right.